No matter who wins the presidential election, it's a sure bet that the losers will be the American people. Why? Because politics is entertainment. It's a heavily scripted, tightly choreographed, star-studded, ratings-driven, mass-marketed, costly exercise into how to sell a product. In this case, a presidential candidate. Designed to dazzle voters who will choose image over substance almost every time. Wake up, people. We're being sold a carefully crafted product by a moneyed elite who are masters in the art of making the public believe that they need exactly what is being sold to them, whether it's the latest high-tech gadget, the hottest toy, or the most charismatic politician. Politics is a reality show, America's favorite form of entertainment, dominated by money, profit, imagery, and spin, hype, and personality, and guaranteed to ensure that nothing in the way of real truth ever reaches the American citizenry. The sham is that most Americans actually believe that they're the ones choosing the next president. In truth, however, they're engaging in the illusion of participation, culminating in the reassurance ritual of voting. It's just another blue pill, a manufactured reality, conjured up by the Matrix in order to keep the populace compliant and convinced that their vote counts and that they still have some influence over the political process. Time for a reality check. The nation is drowning in debt, crippled by a slowing economy, overrun by a militarized police, swarming with surveillance everywhere, besieged by endless wars everywhere, and a military-industrial complex intent on starting new wars, and riddled with corrupt politicians at every level of government. All the while, we're arguing over which corporate puppet will be given the honor of stealing our money, invading our privacy, abusing our trust, undermining our freedoms, and shackling us with debt and misery for years to come. You can rest assured that nothing taking place on Election Day will alleviate the suffering of the American people. The shadow government and its corporate partners are the ones that really run the show. They pull the strings and dictate the policies. They're not going to allow anyone to take office who will unravel their power structures. So what's the solution to this blatant display of imperial elitism disguising itself as a populist exercise in representative government? Stop playing the game. Stop supporting the system. Stop defending the insanity. Just stop. Washington thrives on your money. Stop giving them your money. Stop throwing your hard-earned dollars away on politicians and super PACs who view you as nothing more than a means to an end. There are countless worthy grassroots organizations and nonprofits working in your local community to address real needs like injustice, poverty, homelessness, and so on. Support them, and you'll see a change you can really believe in your own backyard. Politicians depend on votes. Stop giving them your vote unless they have a proven track record of listening to their constituents, abiding by their wishes, and working hard to earn and keep your trust. Most of all, stop buying into the lie that your vote matters. Remember that a healthy representative government is hard work. It takes the citizenry that's informed about the issues, educated about how the government operates, and willing to make the sacrifices necessary to stay involved. Whether that means foregoing Monday night football in order to attend a city council meeting or risking arrest by picketing in front of a politician's office. It takes a citizenry willing to do more than grouse and complain. There's still a lot that Americans can do to topple the police state tyrants, but any revolution that has any hope of succeeding needs to be prepared to reform the system from the bottom up. And that will mean relearning step by painful step what it actually means to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Time to sober up and stop drinking the Kool-Aid, America.